From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico State Republican Party convention wound up on Sunday in Amarillo. National and state speakers made inspirational speeches throughout the weekend. Republican State Minority Leader Jim Townsend said the convention brought unity to the party and energized the party's base. And he added that having the convention in Texas,
I think it was kind of a blessing, to be real honest, and let me tell you why. When we meet in Albuquerque or Santa Fe or someplace, you know, people finish a meeting and so many go home, whether they live in Albuquerque or they go home. When we were in Amarillo, everybody stayed. There was a tremendous amount of people going and getting a burger, standing around talking, go get them. Man, the sidebar conversations were, I think they were worth $1 million.
The convention was moved to Texas because too many COVID-19 restrictions would have afforded only about 175 people to attend the convention here in New Mexico. The attendance in Amarillo, close to 500 conventioners, that according to Townsend. New Mexico State Police have not issued a press release on a horrific wreck on US 380 East near mile marker 191 Saturday morning. Pictures of the wreck were posted on the Chavez County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and it showed the aftermath of an unknown vehicle colliding head-on with a commercial motor vehicle, practically destroying the car. No information was posted on any of the victims in both vehicles. Sheriff's deputies were at the scene assisting state police with traffic control. An unidentified woman left a rolling suitcase near the west side entrance of the Roswell Air Center Friday morning, creating quite a stir. She then came back for that suitcase 3 hours later. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai elaborates.
A white car pulls up. She leaves the bag, goes in, gets in the car, and drives away. The terminal is shut down. The terminal is evacuated. An outgoing flight is canceled.
The bomb squad from the New Mexico State Police is called in. And the woman returns later Friday afternoon.
And they were just about to go into the bag when the woman returned around 2:30, 2:40, is that she just claimed she just forgot it.
It is unknown whether the woman will face any charges. Commencement exercises for the 2021 senior class members at high schools in Southeast New Mexico have begun. On Saturday, Tatum High School graduated 32 seniors. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.